Oh, hey guys.
Hey John. What's up?
Oh, not much. I've just been listening to Fleetwood Mac's Rumours over and over again and crying.
Rumours, such a good album. So many hits on that.
Absolutely. The Chain.
Dreams.
Go Your Own Way.
Oh, Go Your Own Way. Yeah, that's a good one.
Things have just been tough lately. I don't know.
You know, Go Your Own Way actually kind of makes me think of what Republicans did this week with the budget.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. So they took what Governor Evers presented and they kind of set it aside, went their own way.
I'm just so sad.
I mean, that would make an okay podcast this week if you want to.
Super good podcast.
All right, let's do it.
This is the WPR Politics Podcast. I'm Laurel White.
I'm Sean Johnson.
And I'm John K. Wilson.
This week, let's talk about how Republicans are going their own way with the budget. You can go your own way.
Nah, just kidding. I'm doing all right, guys. But thanks for your support.
We're not that heartless. No. We're so wrapped up in the budget, John.
That was John's idea, by the way.
We have no time for your sadness and whatever is coming out with this Rumours album.
Rumours just makes me cry, guys. I should say that is Fleetwood Mac's album Rumours from 1977. And it seems like a good way to talk about what happened in the Finance Committee this week and what happens next.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we were thinking. Go your own way because, well, we already explained that.
Yeah, it's pretty on the nose, really.
There's a song title in there for a lot of podcasts, probably, too. Secondhand News, if you really wanted to. Rumours, that'll be next week. What are they going to do with the budget? What do they want taken out?
But we're just going to make
several.
It's going to be a series of episodes
right.
dedicated to Fleetwood Mac.
And then we're going to cut an album and make people cry.
I just want to see Sean standing there in that bolero outfit with one dainty little shoe perched on top of the chair.
It's a podcast. You can imagine I'm doing it right now.
Very gauzy scarves.
Yes, as I'm known for.
So this week specifically, how did they go their own way?
So this week, the Joint Finance Committee met a couple times, took up the remaining pieces of the budget. Laurel, you had one of those meetings. Mm-hmm. They talked about what? The capital budget was the big news for you.
Yep, that was the big thing. So the capital budget was actually pretty interesting because what they ended up doing was adopting a lot of the projects that the UW system asked for, which was, I think, a little bit of a change in terms of how the budget committee has dealt with the UW system this budget cycle. UW system president Ray Cross was really not happy with the funding that they have given the system for kind of its operational budget earlier on.
He said it was a kick in the shins. Yep. He didn't even get inflation.
Exactly. So for the budget committee to come out and basically fulfill all of these requests, I mean, I think the governor asked for $1.07 billion
for the UW
system, and the committee ended up approving $1.02 billion, so very close.
So actually a horrible example for our podcast about them going their own way.
You know, but we have to have nuance, and this is where the nuance comes in. There were, you know, outside of the UW system for the capital budget, there were some pretty big departures, though. I think the big ones that people have talked about are a new state office building in Milwaukee. That would have been a pricey thing that the budget committee decided not to do. There was also some talk actually on the budget committee, a quick response to this one, an expansion of the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, the exhibition hall there. That's what hosts the World Dairy Expo and a number of other sort of large-scale events. And Democrats had been pushing especially to get that expansion through because they said it would kind of help keep Wisconsin on the map in terms of an event hosting place and sort of a hub for different industry.
But on this particular section of the budget, I was surprised to see the final dollar figure, given that in the building commission itself, Republicans had rejected all of it. Mm-hmm. And It's been kind of a contentious budget in a way with Evers, and you could imagine them saying no to a lot of it in another alternate universe, but they said yes to most of it and actually bothered some Republican senators, like I believe it was Steve Noss.
Yep.
He was unhappy with the transportation budget too, so that's one to keep an eye on, I think, as this budget goes through the full legislature, which we'll get to in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And another example that's a bad example of going your own way in this case.
We have a lot, actually.
Yeah, now that you think about it, this theme was worthless.
I mean,
at least we got to hear some Fleetwood Mac.
We got to pretend you were sad, though.
Once you get to later in the week, then they really go their own way.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was another thing I'm thinking of where they essentially approved what the governor asked for.
Yeah, yeah, they did. So with the stewardship program, the state stewardship program, which is where the state buys up land for purposes of preservation and conservation, Democrats have said they want to preserve this program and extend it longer. The governor had proposed a 2-year extension of the program. Republicans have raised a lot of concerns, particularly a member of the Budget Committee, Senator Tom Tiffany, that the program costs too much. It's too much borrowing, and that the state really needs to kind of evaluate where it's going with stewardship. But in the end, Republicans approved the 2-year extension of the program that the governor proposed in his budget. Another thing I want to mention, just kind of in the agriculture realm before we move on, is that there had been some speculation that Republicans were going to move regulation of CAFOs, you know, those large factory farm places, from the Department of Natural Resources to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They did not end up doing that. So that was kind of on everybody's radar to see if this was something that was going to happen in the budget committee. They didn't do that. They also didn't, here's a go your own way. The governor had proposed a pretty big fee increase for those CAFOs for regulation to set, kind of make them pay a little bit more into the system that performs those duties. And Republicans just kept the fees where they are.
I got a question. Why are you only wearing one shoe?
Because I'm sitting on one foot and it's painful to sit on a shoe?
Good question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Solid answer.
Yeah. And also I'm wearing sandals, so it's very easy to kick off a shoe. And it's Friday. And this is how I show.
I mean, no judgment. I was just curious.
Friday. Yeah.
As is well established now, I'm wearing a lot of scarves.
Yeah, Sean has a Stevie Nicks look. I wanted to express whimsy witchy. In my own way.
I'm just normal.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that, bud.
So, Sean, what did you cover a few days later in another JFC meeting?
I covered taxes, and I'm smiling because I'm thinking about trying to figure out what the tax motion did and just what a headache that was. Because what Republicans did is they didn't just work off the governor's budget for this. They also passed in the Finance Committee another bill. And so coming up with the final numbers was somewhat difficult. At the end of the Finance Committee, there was a big group of reporters huddled around two analysts from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau who are the answer people for everything. And so we're just like, please explain, you know, and they did. And so I can tell you now what the general parameters of what they passed were in the Finance Committee. Between the budget and this bill that they passed an income tax cut that would cut income taxes for the average taxpayer by $75 in the 2019 tax year, and by $136 in the 2020 tax year. Overall, you're looking at about $450 million worth of income tax cuts between those moves. So the governor's budget would have cut income taxes for the average person, the average taxpayer, by $216.
So he was looking for a bigger tax cut.
He was, but we'll add qualifications to that later. His plan was actually $834 million, roughly, in a straight income tax cut. So the big difference between Republicans and the governor when it comes to tax cuts is really that Governor Evers would have offset the lost revenue by increasing taxes elsewhere. So we've talked about this a lot. He would have increased taxes on manufacturers by scaling back a tax credit for the wealthiest manufacturers. He would have scaled back a state capital gains exclusion for the wealthiest residents. Those two moves alone would have generated $1 billion for the state, more than offsetting his income tax cut. Republicans didn't do that. And so they're cutting taxes based on a balance that's in the general fund right now and just a hope that we'll be there in future budgets, or, you know, you're prioritizing it in future budgets. The state will have to deal with this, or unless it changes the law. But, those are the big picture differences here, is that they did not find any new revenue really for their tax cuts, aside from a very small increase for e-cigarettes, smaller than the governor wanted. And then they had they had income tax cuts of around $475 million.
Can I ask a question?
$457 million. Yes, you can ask a question.
So they are using money left over in the state's general fund. They're not using that carryover money from the previous budget. Because remember, that was part of their tax cut plan that the governor vetoed. They were using that pot of money that was rolling over from the last budget. I mean, is it kind of hard to say?
Because so this is just like
it's money the state has.
It's money the state has. I just hate referring to this as like the surplus or anything. It's a balance.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a balance, and the state has a big balance in the general fund right now. If you look at the last revenue projection said that by June 30th, the state would have, if didn't do anything and it didn't make an automatic deposit into the rainy day fund, the state is looking at like a $1 billion balance in the general fund by June 30th. So that's why the state can afford this tax cut right now, but it's ongoing. So it's not like you can't just say we're using the surplus and we're going to cut taxes, because it's not a one-time tax cut. It's not like the thing that Walker did in an election year that we're not doing again, by the way, tax cut for every child got $100. There was a sales tax holiday. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? It's not like that one time tax cut. This is an ongoing. In fact, they lowered rates. This is interesting too for people who are into tax policy.
I am.
I know you are. That's why I'm bringing this up. I want to cheer you up after.
Thanks,
buddy. You've been listening to rumors too much lately. I can tell.
You can go your own way. Yeah,
that's right. Like all day long, John. He starts. I see him start to sing along with his headphones on, and then just tears. by the
stages.
End of the album,
it comes in stages. Yeah.
So they actually, between the budget and this bill that they passed, my point that I started with was that Republicans, with those combined moves, would lower the bottom bracket from 4% to 3.76%, and then lower the second bracket from 5.84% to 5.21%. Why would you waste my time telling me that information, you might be asking? Well, I mean, just because there are some Republicans in the Senate, I'm thinking of like Senator Dale Coinga, some conservatives who feel like a flat tax is the way to go. Mm-hmm. And with these moves, Republicans are actually making the tax code more progressive, like, because there is a progressive income tax here. Other states don't have that. And in Wisconsin, under Republican control of the legislature, the tax codes actually, if this were to become law, would become more progressive.
That was an interesting tidbit, Sean.
Thanks. Took a little while to get there, didn't it?
But the payoff was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Oh, boy. And that's not something that the governor asked for, right?
No, I mean, his tax cut was structured differently. And it was bigger for the average person. But again, it was offset by generating money from people of means.
So I guess it's safe to say that overall, Republicans decided to go their own way, even if they shared a path with the governor on a few select items. What do you guys think is sort of the next step for all of this? Now that it's past JFC, we know it has to go to both chambers. And where does it leave both sides here?
So next week, what we're going to be doing is just one of my favorite things, which is sitting outside locked rooms, waiting for people who are meeting to come out and tell us what the meetings were about. So what I'm saying is Republicans are going to meet behind closed doors next week to sort of hash out how the rest of the body that isn't on the Joint Finance Committee feels about this stuff, and try to get those votes gathered so they can take the budget to the floor. And I think this is going to be when some of those concerns that we've already heard a little bit from, like, Senator Noss start to potentially rise up from other parties. Maybe other issues will come up, and then, you know, how the leaders handle that.
Yeah, I guess I'd be watching most closely what's going to happen in the Senate, whether Senator Noss and Senator Craig get some buddies together and, because Republicans can only lose two senators and still pass this thing with only Republican votes.
Mm-hmm.
So if Senator Noss and Senator Craig want to get, you know, I don't know, Senator
Strobel.
Yeah, he was on the Finance Committee and voted for it, though. So
but
I'm thinking
he has said that there are things that concern him about his budget.
They could round everybody up, and you know, maybe Senator Kapinga, maybe Senator Jacques. There's a few people in the Senate who might want to see some changes yet to this budget, but it's going to go through the Assembly first, mm-hmm. which makes it a little tricky. That's the plan anyway, that the Assembly is going to take it up on June 25th and that the Senate could take it up later that week.
So what have we heard from the leaders of the Senate and the Assembly?
Yesterday, Senator Fitzgerald said, I still got to meet with everybody. You know how he is.
Got to take the temperature of the caucus.
Got to talk to the caucus.
And take a shot. No.
What?
Every time Senator Fitzgerald takes the temperature of the caucus, you have to take a shot.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But when you said it, I'm imagining.
No, the senator
that was what
is
Fitz
not.
Was
he's
saying.
Like, so, colleagues, how are you feeling about things? Let me just knock this back.
All right, where's everybody at? Yeah. Nope. So Fitzgerald's saying, I got to talk to everybody. But I think this is a really good budget. Mm-hmm. And he's up there smiling and saying, like, hey, isn't it great when me and the speaker get along? Because remember last session, they fought all the time. And previous sessions. This session, they're not. Speaker Voss was asked, what happens if the governor vetoes this budget? And he gave a couple different answers this week on that question.
It sort of evolved. So he was asked earlier in the week, what are you going to do about that? And he said, well, we're not coming back until October. If that happens, we're not going to come back until October to take up the budget. But then later this week, he said, I'm not going to entertain that idea. I'm not even going to think about it.
I think Governor Evers will sign this. Yeah. Or, you know, he's not going to veto the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's never been done.
He pointed out how it's, yeah. How long it's been, at least.
Have we had any indications or reactions from the governor on the Republicans going their own way so far?
He says that he got to look at the budget in its totality. And if they do pass this as one bill, which I think they're doing at this point, he still has his you know, veto powers where he can veto out individual words and numbers, and he can definitely shape this budget if mm-hmm. that's the way they send it to him. And so, you know, he would be able to claim some wins that way and be able to take out some of the stuff that he doesn't like. And that's potential. But the governor's definitely kept his options open here. He says he has to look at it in its totality. But yeah, the Voss things are interesting because it was like Tuesday or Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He was entertaining it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Right. And like, we can't get back till October to deal with it. That's a long time. So he's saying, like, if you veto it, we're going scorched earth here, basically. Then by Thursday, it's like, hey,
not going to happen.
We're all friends here. It's a classic, good cop, bad cop. We've got good speaker, bad speaker kind of. And we're not making judgment terms there. It's just
different perspectives.
But one day he's like slamming down on the table, like, we'll be back in October.
If
and the next
day
it's like,
you're going to have to wait.
Can I get you a glass of water? You know,
usually good cop, bad cop is two different cops.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But it's just Speaker Voss in this case.
And I guess we should mention before we go to sort of burying the lead, but JFC did in fact pass this budget.
They did, and it was guess what the vote was?
12-4.
Yes, it was. So party line
like
vote.
Going out there on a limb.
Yeah. But first of all, this is the first budget I've ever wrapped up at this. It was like finished in the afternoon. They finished it early afternoon, which.
Didn't somebody tell reporters like, oh, it's cool. Make your afternoon tea time reservations.
Yeah, they
did. Now.
Like, I've never golfed in my life, man. But they did say that. It was. It's funny when Republicans have a common political enemy. The trains were generally on time for this budget.
Didn't have many super late nights. And the last day, I feel like people have talked about, you know, it's normally an overnight kind of thing. The last night of JFC, which it certainly wasn't. And
you
then
see the
also,
sunrise is what I was bracing for it, even though I knew it hadn't happened really this year.
You never know.
You just you would be foolish not to prepare yourself for that because it has happened many times.
Well, and the 999 motion was different this session.
There was nothing in it, really.
There was really nothing
in it. It was really just like wrap-up language there. Nothing fancy. So the 999 motion being the motion where they have historically put a lot of policy or bills, controversial stuff that they want to include as part of the whole budget
to get it passed. So when people vote to pass the budget, they're also voting to pass these other things. Like in the past, it's been like that Wisconsin idea change, right?
Well, stuff or like, well, let's end the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Let's gut the open records laws. Neither of those things happened through, you know, vetoes, et cetera. Oh, changes to liquor laws often get pop up in those things. I was kind of bracing.
How disappointed are you that Joint Finance didn't do any liquor law stuff? You're okay?
I'm very okay with it because that is hard to read.
He was ready to be surprised by the liquor law stuff. He was like, I'm ready. Like the goalie, just like.
Yep, nothing there. Nothing there.
Wow. He'd be a good goalie.
You're long arms.
I'm just big. I just stand in one place.
You just sort of starfish out there with your legs and arms out and cover most of the goal.
Maybe a late in life hobby I take up.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But before we leave this finance passage of the budget, I should say that there are still very big picture differences between Democrats and Republicans on this. And you heard this in the final speeches. While the vote was a foregone conclusion, kind of, you got to remember, this is still the budget where Republicans took out Medicaid expansion, which Governor Evers and Democrats continue to push for. And while Republicans did increase school funding by roughly $500 million, they are $900 million short of where Governor Evers wanted to be. Those things are still realities. Mm-hmm. And I think those are kind of the big picture issues that Democrats and Republicans are evaluating as they view this budget.
Well, and also I think we should mention the gas tax increase isn't in there too.
The gas tax increase is not in there, but big fee increases for vehicle titles and registration are in there. It sounded like the governor did hint this week that he might veto that study, maybe.
Oh yeah.
For a large fee increase in the future that would be voted on only by the finance committee, but we'll see.
Well, I think everybody can agree that Rumors is just such a classic album.
Oh, boy. We better go and get John some tissues.
Johnson. Happening again. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief.
Laura White is WPR's Capitol Reporter.
And John K. Wilson is our resident politics nerd.
She's so funny when you cry. I'm sorry.
You can go your own way.
Whether you think Rumors is Fleetwood Mac's best album or their best album, you can still subscribe for new episodes of the WPR Politics Podcast on iTunes. You can also find the show on Google Play and Stitcher, as well as many other podcast apps. And you can catch up on all of our past episodes anytime you feel like it by going to wpr.org/politics.